Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this June the 15th on the West Coast, now June the 16th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to also welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and we're pretty sure you're going to find tonight's show very informative. This is Wellness Wednesday, and despite what's going on in the world, a 6.6 earthquake some 358 miles northeast of Port Moresby in off the coast of Papua New Guinea, and the fear-mongering that seems to be going on in regard to now another nuclear facility in Nebraska. We're going to talk about health, and we're going to talk about nutrition. What most people eat, I would simply say, is a four-letter word, but it's not spelled F-O-O-D. While you contemplate that, listen to this message.
Some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it.
of course, that was Weird Al Yankovic doing a remake of Beat It, the Michael Jackson tune, called Eat It. With that, we're going to celebrate Wellness Wednesday, and our guest tonight is an author of 10 health guides, a number of CD-ROMs, 8 books, 22 audio learning programs, an award-winning video series entitled Is Your Diet a Riot?, numerous special reports, hundreds of articles on fitness, stress, and nutrition, on and on. He's also a life management consultant and disease prevention specialist. Our guest tonight, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Dr. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Don. Good to be back, buddy, really. Let me, if I may, say something here about what you said when you opened the show tonight about the earthquakes and those other... what was the other one, Don, that you mentioned?
Another nuclear event in the...
Yes, in Oregon.
Nebraska, actually.
Pardon me, yes, in Nebraska, pardon me.
Yes.
You know, there's a DVD I watched here a little while back, and there's a lot of that kind of stuff going on, and it's called Strange Days on Planet Earth. It's a National Geographic. If you've never had the chance to watch that, man, you need to watch that. That's a good one. And I think it was 6 hours. And just to enlarge on something, I'm finishing off a new series that if people really want to know what's going on in the world on some issues about this, the bombings and the golly, it's amazing. That is, you know what it all boils down to, brother? This. Let's be different. Let's be healthy for a change. The answer to all of this, in my opinion, in this series that you and I've done so far, is very simple. We've got to accept the fact that we can't live in the way we've been living, and we've got to return to a more natural way of living in balance with nature. And it doesn't mean we've got to go back to campfires and all that stuff. What it means is that we live in balance, not in greed and ego. It means that we must respect the earth as we must respect the Creator's wish for us to live a long and healthy life and happy life. And there are some things going on, and we can make a difference. We the people, okay?
Yes, that's been a focal point of my message, is that we don't have to accept things the way they're being scripted for us, that we can create something totally natural, and it's actually our God-given birthright to live that way, to make our own decisions about whether or not we're going to be healthy or whether or not we're going to be happy. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of other people telling me what is good for me. Especially when they don't know what they're talking about, and everything they touch is dysfunctional. So,
well, I'm glad that you don't feel that way about what we're bringing to the table here, and that the message here is actually, we've gotten quite a few people to sign up for our weekly column and have given us a really happy response about the message that's coming to the table with this How to Get Well and Stay Well for Life series. I was going to mention to you, I'm on the last one, the last hour of this 7-hour series called The Al-Qaeda Files. Whew. Whew. Unbelievable.
What have you learned from that?
I've learned that there's a lot of poverty in this world. There's a lot of hate and discontent. And as corrupt as this country, North America, is, it's still a pretty good place to live. And I don't know your thoughts on that, but that's my feelings.
Well, America always had the potential to be that. But what I have learned through my research, and I'm sure there are many who agree, is that we've had the wool pulled over our eyes as to the true nature of this freedom that we've been given. you could go back to the days of slavery, the days after the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln, through the Emancipation Proclamation, declared that the slaves were freed. But simultaneously, this slavery encompassed the whole of the nation. That's an issue for a whole different show. But it's these behind the scenes deals that were struck that really have misled the people to the true nature of what was going on. That's why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in today. We were lied to about everything in history.
Well, I've mentioned this in our previous shows, man. We got choices.
Mm-hmm.
We can shut the TV off. We can quit reading the newspaper. You can quit doing all that stuff. What good does it do you, in my view? You got choices. One of the mm-hmm. reasons why I respect that you've got these kind of shows, you're bringing some choices out to the people. That's what this series that you and I are doing on how to get wealth and stay well for life is all about. People don't like this country. You got the freedom to leave. And when you go to these different countries, where does a person want to go? You want to go to Pakistan? You want to go to Afghanistan? You want to go to Saudi Arabia, China, Peru, India? Where do you want to go? So you got choices, everybody. And we got choices. And the most important thing in your life, first of all and foremost, is to be healthy. Without it, you're toast. Now you're really falling into the system. Now you're going to be drugged. You're going to be cut. You're going to be hacked. You're going to be all that stuff. Whether you like it or not, that's what's going to happen. And if you think you're going to go to a hospital to get a good meal, you got another thing coming. There's no way, no way. The garbage they feed you in those hospitals is a joke.
Well,
the only
it's
way
very much,
you're
it's
going to
like
come out of this is you to be healthy.
It's like what they feed you at the sporting venues, too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's all
junk.
Yes.
Now, by the way, we're breathless with anticipation, Don, at your four-letter word. Talk to me.
That's up to each individual to determine how they want to replace the word food with another four-letter word.
Well, another four-letter word would be good would be junk.
Junk, yeah.
I don't want to say the C word or the S word, but junk would be suitable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is, man. It's junk. And we got to talking a little bit last week. I think we were talking about, we've read about, we've talked about, you've probably tried many different nutritional plans. Some of what you have heard thus far will agree with what you already know. Some will seem like a radical departure. But what you're going to learn for the rest of this nutrition portion of the series is my over 40 years of research, record keeping, testimonies from thousands of people. And we get them every day. Since my 64th birthday on Monday, when we made a special offer to my whole list on Sunday evening, and the amount of people who wrote us and told us what a difference the work has made in their lives is just awe-inspiring. I say that for this reason. You may have a different road that goes from where you are to the capital of your state. And you got other, there's all kinds of roads to the top of the mountain. But this one I'm sharing with you is exactly how your body works. I have my doctorate in naturopathy. I have my master's in nutrition. By the way, they just soaked me for another $1,100 to keep that license current for 2 more years. All they want is the money. That's all they want. They just want the money. And that's most unfortunate, Don, that that's just the way most of this whole deal works, the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and I know that. So we were getting a little bit into, I think, natural laxatives. Is that where we were going in some direction like that?
I think we touched upon that. We didn't go into any great depth. We did talk about the causes of stress, the causes of disease, and we did talk about fear too. You see, all what's going on is encompassed in under this umbrella of fear, and people have to be able to sort this out. You know, we talked about the spiritual implications of this as well, and ultimately, you know, the body and the mind have to make that connection with the spirit for people to really begin seeing what's going on and have an understanding of who they are and to be able to tap into their inner power.
Well, we know right now that the fear of loss supersedes the rewards of victory all the time. And religion, most religions are built on fear. When I watch this Al-Qaeda, everybody really should see this. It's 7 hours long. It's a PBS home video. It's put out by Frontline. It's a tremendous, tremendous expose, if you will, of 7 hours of how it is. Man, when you go to I've been in three wars, 25 countries, and I would say at least 15 of those countries, if you can flush a toilet, that's a good deal. If you can turn on hot water, what a deal. If you can just buy food and be selective, say, oh, I'll take that. Awesome. You got choices, everybody. Now, the fear of most religions are built on fear. Politics is built on fear. Finances is built on fear. Most everything is built on fear. And it's unfortunate, but people grow up fearing that, you know, when I get to be 40, I'm going to have breast cancer, prostate cancer. When I get to be 50, my heart's going to bother. When I get to be 60, yada. Age has nothing to do with sickness. Age should never be your cage. Back at you.
Oh, I agree with what you're saying. I don't dispute that at all. So, well, let's get into this discussion about nutrition, if you will, unless you want to talk about laxatives.
No. I mean, nutrition, yes. I would like to say something about those natural laxatives, because I had a little note here that we didn't have enough time the last time. And I think that would be very good for people to know, because I'll tell you, the two biggest problems that supersede all of health food store visits, pharmacy visits, is twofold. Something to help their indigestion and something to make their bowels move. They supersede them all. Over heartburn, over GERD, over acid reflux, something to make their bowels move and something to curb their indigestion. You ask any health food store owner, they'll tell you the same thing. Any pharmacist will tell you, oh yeah, that's it. So if we know how to have natural laxatives and use food for that and the nutrition, oh, man, you're going to be on the road. And if I have clients, Don, that come to me who only have a bowel movement once a week at best. If you're not having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, that's a concern you should be aware of. Okay, do you want to talk about that?
Well, I remember closing the show on that. You know, I made a general comment using an analogy of computer language. Garbage in, garbage out. If you're not putting the right data in, you're going to get a mixed message coming out.
That's right.
And basically nothing that's usable or of any value. Now, the process of elimination is the same thing. It boils down to what people are putting in their mouths in the beginning to start with.
Well, let me tell you this. If you look at your plants, and if they don't have good nutrition and have good drainage, they're going to drown in their own sewer. You know that, and I know that. This is the same way that happens to the body. When we eat junk, crappy foods, because that's what they're eating, or they're selling that, so I'm going to... No, no, no. If you're not eating anything but the best and having good drainage, you're going to die in your own sewer. That's the way that is. And in our experience, there's three natural laxatives. Okra, beets, flaxseed. Now, I'm going to give you a recipe. If you take a cup of grape tomatoes, and if you can't find them, then use your choice of tomatoes. Two medium size would do the trick, okay? Now, cut them up in a bowl, your tomatoes. Then take 8 to 10 small okra. And by the way, I'm going to just throw a little thought in here. I just found this old 80-year-old African-American that is living over where I used to deliver papers when I was 12 years old. Good friend of mine, business associate, told me about him 2 days ago. I called him up. He grows tomatoes, okra, beets, plums, string beans, I mean everything, all organic. So if you can find, and by the way, if you don't know where to go get some good organic food anywhere in North America, or at least in the United States, go to my website, mangoman.com. Look to the right. There will be two pictures of me, one in a suit and one in a pair of shorts. To the right of that, there will be six links. One of them will say free stuff. Go in there, click on food resources, and in there it's going to give you every organic farmer in the country. So you got choices, everybody. That's why we put that website together for you. You got choices. So I found this guy. I was so excited. So I'm going down to see him Saturday. He's got all kinds of okra he's saving for me. It's fresh peas, beans, and plums. You can pick some fresh plums for me. But what you're going to do, you're going to take that cup of grape tomatoes, and as I say, if you can't find them, get two medium-sized tomatoes will work. Cut them up in a bowl. I was going somewhere with that thought a moment ago. Recycle, compost, and support your local organic farmer. They're the lifeblood of, this town, this country, actually. Now, you're going to take 8 to 10 small okra, raw only, as cooking them makes them a slimy mess and they turn too many people off. But when you eat them raw, they're delicious. I mean, they're actually delicious and chewy and good. So what I do is I'll cut those up, pour them over the tomatoes. Now I'm going to grind up 2 to 3 tablespoons of fresh, whole flaxseed, and then I mix that concoction up and eat it, and it is incredibly delicious. But lo and behold, within an hour at the outset, you'll be telling your wife, honey, you'll have to excuse me for a worthy cause, I'll grant you. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a quickie to boot. That is one of the best natural laxatives I know of, but here's another one. There's two of them. By the way, I do a lot of retirement expos, and I talk about those natural laxatives, and I'm amazed at how soon they start taking notes. And here's the other one. What I do is I make a sandwich, or I even make a little dish in the daytime. I take some raw carrots, and I grate them through like a little coleslaw grater kind of thing. Now they come out just like coleslaw in the bottom of a bowl. I would take a cheese slicer that looks like a little blade, Don, and I'll run cabbage over it. Now I got thin strips of cabbage. I'll take some beets and run through that cabbage grater again, the one that I did the carrots with. Now I got a little base. I will put my yam, it's good recipe, on top of that, which is just nothing more than carrots, celery, and yams, in a quarter cup of water with a little ginger. And I bring that to a boil, shut it right down to low for 20 minutes, and it's done. I put that over the top of it. I'll promise you this. You'll be going to the bathroom. Guaranteed. So if you use those natural laxatives that I'm telling you, and by the way, I would like to suggest that it wouldn't be too much speculation to construct a church, Don, called the Church of the Immovable Bowel. I'm sure there would be a packed house building. So anyway, there's your three natural laxatives, everybody. I think that if you will embrace that, come back and listen to the show again, and get those recipes down. I make a sandwich, basically, that has the beets and the carrots in there. I grate the carrots, grate the beets. First of all, on each side of the toast, or the let's say I have some pita bread, if you will, and I take two slices, and I will put some avocado on one side, a little hummus on the other. I will grate that carrot, that beet, and a little cabbage, and I will put them together and eat it. That is delicious. It's delicious. My brother comes over. Now, he's pretty hard to get satisfied. He likes his chicken and beef and meat and potatoes and everything that I do. He's the antithesis of what I teach. It's the doggone thing I've ever seen. But when they came by my house, that was one of the few times he's ever asked me for a second helping. That's delicious. Okay, you got your three natural laxatives.
Now, you're mentioning organic foods, and I swear by them myself. And if you ladies and gentlemen out there have not ever tried organic vegetables or organic fruit, you will be amazed at the difference of the taste and the quality of the food and how it settles with you. There's this issue, Dr. Wayne, that many of the foods that end up in the common grocery stores, even the ones labeled organic, tend to be irradiated, which they claim reduces spoilage and gives the food a better cosmetic appearance, makes it look more appealing on the shelves. But what you find out is you bring these foods home, and in a day or two, they've already begun growing mold.
Mm-hmm.
I see this regardless of whether you're talking about tomatoes or beans or mushrooms or, you know, any of them, what should be natural foods. This idea that they have to preserve the food for the purpose of lengthening the time period that they can extend profitability. You see, this is about profit. It's not about health.
Oh, sure.
It's another reason why people really need to be educated as to how to select the proper foods. One is going to go toward what they're used to eating or what tastes good to them. When I was a child, I liked spinach, but I hated the canned spinach. Fresh spinach was a godsend to me, you know. And all the different recipes that you can create using something like baby, what they call baby spinach, the young tender leaves. That's totally the opposite approach to eating that most people have. I mentioned last week's show that everybody's looking for this instant satisfaction. I want to be able to walk through a doorway, say that I want this to eat, and they don't really give any consideration to how the food is processed, let alone to how it's being prepared and presented to them. So they come down with indigestion. Well, I've got these pills in my purse, or I've got these pills in my pocket, or I've got them back at the office, or I've got them at home, and I can take these, and that's how they deal with indigestion. Instead of eliminating the cause, they look to remedy it, which is merely the process of masking the symptoms. Do you want to comment on that at all before we get into
yes.
the nuts and bolts?
Most people today, Don, are serving food on the basis of taste and tradition, and they do it in haste and totally forgot nutrition. Do you know, just a comment on what you said a little while ago, the reason they irradiate foods, too, by the way, because they want it pretty. They want it perfectly shaped. And the disrespect that I see when I'm in the grocery store, by the way, if you go to YouTube, I've got a special gift for everybody. Just now thought about it. Go to YouTube.com, everybody, and put in the search engine up at the top, Dr. Mango Man. Somebody had Mango Man. I couldn't believe it, Don. Dr. DrMangoMan, put that in. We've got 27 videos up there, 14 of which, when you go into the grocery store, I'm showing you how to, one, pick out watermelons, pick out cantaloupes, how to pick out honeydew melons, how to pick out bananas, how to pick up red bell peppers, how to pick out this, squash, all of that. There's 14 little 6 to 8 minute videos on just that. So go to youtube.com, search up there, Dr. Dr. Mango Man, Dr. Mango Man, all one word, and up comes 27 of our DVDs. Now, when you go to the store, see, when you get through hearing these seminars that Don and I are doing, these fireside chats, if you will, that we're doing, trying to be as informative as we can for you, not to overwhelm you, but once you say, okay, I'm going to do that, now you get to the store, and what do I do now? Go to that YouTube thing, and you got 14, and we're going to put another 15 or 20 up here in a couple weeks. I want to show you how to do this. This is very simple, very easy. By the way, Don, one about the things about irradiation. Do you know planetology? I think that's planetology. It'll come to me here in a minute, the name of the CD that I listened to, and it was like 6 hours. I couldn't believe this CD program I was listening to. 42% of all of the food, by the time it leaves the farm and it hits the consumer's house, rots before anybody ever eats it. 42%. Now, that blew me away. I think it's planetology. It'll come to me here in a minute. Well, excellent CD series. That was absolutely excellent. But most people, when they get food, they'll pick it up. What do you mean $1.47? It used to be $1.27. And then throw it back. Like, no reverence for it. This is feeding your body, everybody. And too many people decide they're going to take vitamins. And they're going to go that route. Vitamins are just that, Don. They're called supplements. They're not called circumvents.
Mm-hmm.
They're supplements. They're to complement the meal, not to take the place of the meal. So here's the line. Never supplement a bad diet. Correct a bad diet. There's an old saying that I learned one time, and actually this came out of the book of Proverbs, really. It's better to be stupid than to know so much that isn't so. And going about the vitamins and going about herbs and going about potions and lotions and all that garbage, get the food down first. That's the bottom line. Get the food down first, and then add things to it. And people will tell me this, and you're asking my comment on a few things here, and I'll say this in conclusion, that people think organic food's too expensive. No. You know what's expensive? Them cutting your legs off, sitting in a wheelchair, having a respiratory thing on your lungs off. That's expensive. So my contention is, if you want to be different, be healthy. Now, let me close off that little scenario this way, Don. People tell me that they're too busy to eat right is just about as stupid as saying you don't have time to breathe right. So therefore, in my view, it's much more important than ever that we equip ourselves for a long, healthy life by eating a balanced diet, and by consistently taking high-quality nutritional probiotics. And as I mentioned, never supplement a bad diet, everybody. Correct a bad diet, because good qualities never cancel out bad ones, just as surely as honey mixed with poison will not stop the poison from being deadly. We will always pay to play. So the bottom line is, so many people are so into it that they're actually out of it. So get the food down.
Yes. You know, when I consider what you're saying, what comes to me is that God created us as biological beings and spiritual beings, but the physiological and biological aspects of how we were created are miraculous. And the way God created nature is to sustain that miraculous nature of who we are. And it doesn't matter what we think about what we eat. Our bodies know whether what we eat is good for us or not. and it either has the capability of digesting and assimilating what we eat, or the it's going to struggle with it.
Yep. Yep. Here's the deal. We are nothing more than a spirit with a body that encases it, governed by our minds, stimulated with emotion.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. And
yes,
we're perfect in every way. We're healthy automatically by design and sick only by default. You want to get well? You want to have three lessons about your health? You're there. Number one, you never catch disease. That's a scam of the highest magnitude. You earn it, and it stems from crud in the blood, from being drunk with junk. Come on now. Here's the second lesson. There's three of them. If you want to be healthy for the long haul, you've got to embrace these three lessons about health. Number one, you never catch disease. It's a scam. You earn it. Number two, you're already healthy automatically by design. You cut yourself, your body starts healing. Why is it that your heart beats so many times a minute, that your body digests food and gets the nutrients from it and puts it where it needs it the most? Your subcortical, innate wisdom of the body is saying, do this, do this, do this. But we bypass that. We're inundated with garbage on television. Sure, they got good programs there. It's to make you watch them and sit long enough to where you can be faced with those stupid, silly, mind-insulting ads to make you buy something that within another 15 seconds are going to sell you a pill to go ahead and appease the condition you're going to find yourself in when you consume what they just tried to sell you. That's the bit. That's just the bottom line. So you're healthy automatically by design. Nature didn't make you as a garbage dump with a hairy lid. This is your corporate headquarters. This is all you got, and you only got one shot at it. You can't be spiritual if you're not healthy. You're of no use that way to anybody. You cannot be successful in business if you're sick. Your marriage will crumble. The whole life just goes downhill. You must be healthy. I'm saying that blatantly because that's just the bottom line. Got to be healthy. So you're healthy automatically, which is the nice thing, Don. You're healthy automatically by design and sick only by default. Now here's the third lesson. You only get well, man, by what comes out of you, not by what goes into you. When people will understand that and get it together. When I get sick, I don't put things in my body. I stop everything. I eat nothing. I drink water. Go to bed. If it takes 2 days, 5 days, 8 days, it doesn't matter. But I will get well because my body is healthy automatically by design and sick only by default, and my body only gets well by what comes out of me, not by what goes into me. Great lessons about your health.
Yes. Reflecting back on my, when you mentioned indigestion, I think the last time I had indigestion was on September 11th, 2001, and it wasn't from something I ate. I really have to jog my memory to think about the last time I ate something that didn't agree with me. Seriously. And if I can do that, anyone can do that.
Sure. Absolutely. You know what's interesting, too, Don? We all digest food exactly the same way. And I'm approved for continuing education by the Florida and the Alabama Boards of Pharmacy, also by the Florida Board of Dentistry, and we're licensed by the Board of Medicine here in Florida to do what we do. And I speak to quite a few physicians. Do you know I've challenged every physician that I know of? Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I'll buy you anything you want. And nobody has ever accepted the challenge because they know. You look up in any physiology book, anatomy book, chemistry book, biology book, and whenever you see the physiology of digestion, and you've got two types of digestion, your chemical and your mechanical, never once did it ever say Don Nikoloff digests food different in the mouth than Wayne Pickering, or we digest food different in the stomach, or whatever. Here's what it does say. It says, in the mouth, we do it this way. In the stomach, we do it this way. So understand that we all digest food exactly the same way. We're species specific. We're frugivores, fruits, vegetables, lean sources of proteins, not grains. People are sucked into the thing that they need to eat grains. You know, we're not designed to eat grains. They lead to so many joint problems, ligament problems. My clients, no grains. Maybe a little millet once in a while. Maybe a little brown rice once in a while. No grains. Those are for graminivores. You are a frugivore. I think we've already talked about that, didn't we?
Yes, we did last week.
All right. Go back and listen to some of the archives Don has for you. And concluding on your thought about indigestion, that's a good point. Indigestion, Don, is so common today that people actually think it's normal. And if something is inharmonious, that means it's not harmonious. If something is insane, we know it is not sane. But if something is indigesting, that doesn't mean it's halfway digesting. It's not digesting. So now what's happening? Your body is in a constant turmoil, and your body becomes a problem to be endured instead of a joy to be lived. So that's my conclusion on that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that indigestion, whether it's, let's say, acidic in nature, in other words, the stomach and the various organs that participate together in the digestive process are sounding an alarm? Hey, there's a foreign substance here, and we have to deal with this. We have to remove it.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so it goes into its own natural defensive mechanism to begin trying to eliminate it, and it goes to great extremes to do that.
Absolutely. Remember when we talked about disease, what is disease, and the blessings of disease and all of that? People, everybody needs to go back and hear those archives. I think you'll receive I know you'll receive a great blessing from them.
Mm-hmm.
Disease is actually our friend. Because if we didn't have that momentary cause, or let's say pause, in our lives, and we kept on the same destructive habits that got us there, well, we would die. So it's an intervention, because we will pay to play. That's the deal. I mean, if you think you're not going to pay to play, well, you got another thing. We will pay to play. So disease is really a great friend. But most people are I'm not condescending, because I mean, if I didn't love the audience that you have here, Don, I wouldn't be doing the shows with you. You know that, and I know that. So I want to help the audience, so I'm never condescending. Here's a good line, and I'm going to cover myself on this one. A man is never astonished that he doesn't know what another knows, but he can't believe the gross ignorance in the other and not knowing what he knows.
Mm-hmm.
We all have smarts. You can't be 60 and be stupid. You got to know something.
Yes.
So
I'll say this. My listening audience knows me well enough to know that my approach is to be objective rather than be subjective.
Very well said. That's my line exactly. I love it.
Okay. In other words, we're not judging here. We're just making observations, and we're sharing the information on that basis. It's up to each of the listeners to make that determination themselves. We have
absolutely
every imaginable possibility as to what stage of consciousness each individual is in and what their understanding about themselves is. So we're speaking in generalities, but we're doing it objectively.
Not only generalities, but we're going to be very specific as we go here.
But I'm saying in the context of a diverse audience as well.
Yes, very.
Yes.
Now, Don, you asked me about the indigestion. It would be a defense mode. Very, very well said. The body is perfect in the way it digests food. We have 30 feet of alimentary canal, okay? From the mouth to the anus, 30 feet. You've got four processes that the body goes through, as you and I have talked about. You asked me one time, well, just what is good nutrition? All nutrition is, it doesn't heal, it doesn't cure, it doesn't do anything actually to the body. All it does is supply the body with materials the body can use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing more than a series of four processes that the body employs to make food materials for the body to use. That's it. And here's the four processes, and then we'll understand indigestion better. The food has to break down. That's called digestion. Then it has to get into the bloodstream somehow. That's called absorption. Then it has to use the food. The body uses the food. Food doesn't do anything to the body. That would be giving power to food. No. The body acts on food. Food doesn't act. It's acted upon by the body. So let's give the body the first respect. And so the body will use the food, and then what it doesn't need or store, it will eliminate. And you got four channels of elimination: the lungs, the kidneys, the bowels, and the skin. Now, in the first stage, which is digestion, there's four places where it breaks down. And you alluded to the stomach and everything, and maybe just getting out of harmony. Let me be a little scientific here for you, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
The food breaks down in four places: the mouth, the stomach, the duodenum or the duodenum, whatever you prefer,
mm-hmm.
and the jejunum, 1, 2, 3, and 4. There's only one, and now, by the way, there's two types of digestion. You've got mechanical and you've got chemical. Everything digests mechanically in all four places. But there's only one food that chemically breaks down in the mouth, no other food, and that's starch. Starch is a triple sugar. Now, remember that. Starch is a triple sugar. Protein is the only food that digests chemically in the stomach. No other food digests chemically in the stomach except protein. And hydrochloric acid has nothing to do with breaking the food down. That's another misnomer. All hydrochloric acid does, Don, is to create the environment and the potency to where the pepsin, the digestive enzyme on protein, that is the potency of the pepsin that would be needed to digest whatever the concentration of protein that we just fed ourselves. So protein is the only food that chemically breaks down in the stomach. Now, you have a valve that goes into the stomach and a valve that leaves the stomach. So what digests in stage 3 and 4 chemically is your sweets, your carbohydrates. So that's one of the big benefits, incidentally, of eating the desserts before the meal, never after. People eat desserts after the meal. No, that's all wrong. You need to eat the dessert before the meal. Because you have a valve that leaves the stomach, the sweets will get out of the stomach very quickly to get into stage 3 and 4. Now the body can start working on them. But when you eat it after a meal, you will, not probably or maybe, no, you will have indigestion. That's just the deal. So if you understand the laws of digestion and the way food breaks down and the way we're designed, which I'm bringing to the table for you, now you got it. So I wanted to bring up those three natural laxatives tonight that we alluded to. We touched base on vitamins. And I know that one time or other we're going to talk about maybe the colors of food. And because that's a biggie. Do you want to go in that direction?
You mentioned protein. I'd just like to ask you a question in that regard. Now, I would presume, I know the answer, but for the benefit of the listening audience, the nature or the source of the protein is very important as well. Because what we, let's say meats, for example, we presume that because it's a certain type of protein, it introduces other elements to it. Beef, for example, that have been fed antibiotics or have been vaccinated against certain diseases or vaccinated for the purpose of putting on meat shorter amount of time. In other words, to increase the financial productivity of the company that's producing the meat. It's not necessarily healthy for the body. So the types of proteins are important as well. Now, I know there are people that are eating meat that are never going to stop eating meat. And I'm not saying it's necessarily bad for them, but they also have some more holistic choices available to them. Do you want to comment on that at all? Or am I taking us?
I appreciate you doing that, because if we're going to talk about the colors of food, we might have to come back next week and do that, because that's a big subject.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for everybody to take their pen and paper out right now, please. Go to defeatingbadeating.com. Go there. When you decide that's going to be something you want to have as your arsenal, that's our very base. It's called the Perfect Diet Mini Program. When you go there, you got it all done. Here's your recipes, here's your breakfast, lunch, dinner, all that stuff. But in there, Don, what we decided to do one time, I've learned this here, good lesson in my life, when we're talking about the protein and the meats. When we give, we live. But if we tithe, we thrive. And in my conviction, there's three T's to tithing. You've got your time, your talents, and your treasures. In there, I decided to buy this $4,000 program, and it was a video series, 10-part video series on eating. When you watch that, you will be disgusted. You will be shocked. You will break your heart. You will not believe that kind of stuff is going on in our country. You will be shocked, especially with the meat industry. It is hellish, to say the least. It's terrible. So if you're going to eat meat, your best source is organic, free-ranged, not chemically fed, not, as Don alluded to, toxic. When you see that 10-part DVD series that we're going to give you while that defeatingbadeating.com protein program is underway for you, you're going to have that immediately. When I saw that, I was livid. Now, I'm a pretty savvy guy, and I know, Don, you've been around the block. When I saw that, I did not know all that. They've got food, they got those chickens and those meat that those some of those cattle are so toxic and so just cancered up. And they throw them in hamburgers. They throw them in this. Then throw them in sausage. It's terrible. And so if you're going to eat meat, there's a few things I want you to remember about it. Make sure it's organic and it's free-ranged. Pay the price. Don't eat any more than 4 to 6 ounces of it. Eat greens, G-R-E-E-N-S, eat greens with protein. And if you're going to cook it, never fry it. The more you fry, the sooner you die. No doubt. Now, if you're going to eat meat, stay away. There's a few things I would never eat. I would never eat pork, ever. I never eat chickens. If a client is, I'm going to eat chicken, that's the deal. I don't care what you got to say. That's fine. If you're going to eat chicken, just eat the white meat. We call chickens really tumors on wings. Terrible. But if you're going to get them free-ranged, pay the price. When I lived in the country, by the way, I had 27 chickens, Don. I had some Araganthus, some Leghorns, some Polish chickens, and these little Polish chickens were the doggonest things I've ever seen. They used to have these little afros on their head, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't, you know, they would shake their heads a certain way. And they used to lay these little blue-green, small little eggs. Delicious. All of mine were free-range, organically fed, out in the garden, in the yard. It was a hoot. I never experienced anything like that in my life, and I had that place for 4.5 years. It was great. Also, we had a cow and a bull. We named the cow Mama and the bull Sirloin. And old Sirloin used to lope out there. I learned a lot from those animals. First of all, cows don't like salt. They hate it. But going back to the meat, and we'll touch on the salt another time if you want, but the meat, here's the third prerequisite. Make sure it's organic, free-ranged. Eat greens with proteins. Have it in a compatible combination with your body's digestive chemistry. Eat it at the right time of day, not first thing in the morning. Protein is not for energy. It's for repair. And when we finish this series off on nutrition, you're going to find out, wow, I finally know how to eat. Because that's what this whole thing is all about. So, by the way,
yes.
Can I just say that about the salt real quick? Because I know
we're running out of time. Yes, go ahead. Sure.
Yeah, the salt. Do you know that cows hate salt? They hate it. He wouldn't lick that salt. I don't care what I did. Have you ever been puzzled by that?
Well, I'm puzzled by why a lot of farmers put salt licks out there for their cattle.
Thank you.
I know they like dolomite.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's very true.
Yes.
You see, I asked a farmer this time, and he said, well, he got this answer from the feed store. So I said, really? Well, let me go down to a few of these feed stores. I found out, first of all, he used to go out there. Old Sirloin used to lope over there to me, okay, and I was way out in the country. And I said, Sirloin, I got you something, buddy. And he'd kind of mosey on over there, and I had a great big handful of salt. I thought, man, this is going to be great. You're going to love it. And he blew it out of my hand. I go, what happened, man? I thought you liked salt. So I put the salt lick down there, and boy, he just lapped that thing up. So I asked the feed store this day. I said, why is that, man? He said, oh, that's very simple. Salt licks really should be called mineral blocks because they've got no sodium chloride in them. I said, well, I'll be doggone. Imagine that. So that's why they will embrace, we call them salt licks. They're really mineral blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they hate salt.
Yeah, so, animals love fulvic and humic acid. You know, you can put that as a liquid supplement to add to drinking water for dogs and cats and birds, and virtually any animal that lives out in the wild will naturally go to a place where they can find those minerals in nature. And then they know how much water to drink to get it in the right amount. And, that's discouraged, though. You see, veterinary medicine discourages that.
Because there's no money in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with you, the listener. The health of our country relies on you being sick. Because without the two major corporations that produce the bulk of our gross national product in this country, both begin with P, pharmaceutical and petroleum. And most pharmaceuticals are petroleum-based. Without those two industries, this country would be totally bankrupt. Totally. I mean, we're doing a good job now, just what we're doing, but it would be totally. So you got to get your priorities right about your intake, and I'm going to be happy to show you that. Don, I know we're out of time. I'll see you next week, and I enjoyed being with you.
Well, same here, and of course, there's a lot more. I want to follow up on what we add to meat when we start the next show out or begin our next show next week.
What we add to meat?
Oh, and what we don't add to it. Now, you said basically proteins and greens.
Oh yes. Now, we're going to be talking about food combining here in another portion of our of the nutrition portion. But when I was thinking of your irradiation and we talked about vitamins, I really want to talk about the colors of food while that's okay. fresh on my mind when we come back, because that's a biggie.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your input. Fascinating information, important information, and, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you are free to choose this path. And I encourage you to go to the various websites of Dr. Wayne Pickering. Do you want to give those websites out again before you say
goodnight? Yeah, let me do the one that we have, defeatingbadeating.com. Defeating, like D-E-F-E-A-T-I-N-G, badeating.com. You go there, you get your nutrition down. No more guesswork, no more pills. Get that one time, you got it down. Now I'm going to help you, show you how to get the food, how to prepare recipes. We got videos coming out just on me in the kitchen preparing food for you. You're going to love it. Go to defeatingbadeating.com and get the nutrition down once and for all.
All right.
That's about enough. I don't want to give them so many that they get confused. Just defeatingbadeating.com.
Okay, very good. And you eat well during the next week.
I do.
We'll see you next Wednesday then.
Folks, all the best.
Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Over at bbsradio.com tonight, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when we have a very special show with my guest, Christopher Holmes, Ph.D. In the meantime, I thank you for tuning in, and I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.